blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst at my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
I think it's okay to clap, right?
Well, good morning, everybody. It is awesome to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. It's a great day, beautiful weather. Man, I think summer's finally here. We dare say that out loud. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a great day. Obviously, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we're all mindful of the people that actually paid the total absolute cost so that we could have our freedom. So whether you're going to go camping this weekend, or you're going to the beach, or having a cookout, or just sitting out backyard, let's just remember that there were people that paid it all so that we could do whatever we want to have the freedom to live the way we live. Amen? Yeah. Today, as we get started, I just want to lift up all the families and friends of people that have lost someone in the services that laid their life down for us. So I know for us, it's a long weekend, and we get to do whatever we want. But for many families in America, across America, this is probably a really difficult weekend, thinking about their loved ones that paid it all. So, Heavenly Father, we just lift up the other Americans, wherever they're at, the families and the friends of people that laid their lives down, men and women, not just now, but years and years and years ago, decades ago, people are still living with the pain of a dear one laying their life down for us to have freedom. So, Father, we just pray that you would heal their broken hearts, that you would bring people into their lives to be able to encourage them and walk with them in this difficult weekend. And, Lord, we ask your blessing upon them right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And, Lord, I thank you for everybody that's here today. We're going to have an awesome service today. And, Lord, I just pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us, to be upon us, to move through us, for us to move as prophetic people in this church, to declare your goodness to this world. Would you please do that? In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other.
Jeanette, please sit down. I got my chance. Now I'm all set. Hi, everybody. I'm picked to give announcements. Just a reminder, movie nights every Friday night in June, free movie and free popcorn. Fireworks display, we got the third annual fireworks in the parking lot here, Saturday, July 2nd. And We're accepting donations for this on behalf of the team that's doing it. Those guys do a great display. We have life groups, the summer schedule. Monday evenings, young adults here at church, 6:30, meeting every week in this summer. Wednesday evenings at Young's home, 6:30, at Starbucks home, 6:30. And then meeting first and third Wednesday in June and the first Saturday in July and August. The summer picnics, the third Wednesday in July and August, July 20 and 17, 5:30 p.m. at Wedgewood Park in Granville. Church will provide meat and everyone bring a dish. And there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. That'll be in late June. And game night. For the month of June, our game night will be a movie night. I'll sit down and behave now.
Nice. Whoa. One last announcement. The young adult group will not be meeting tomorrow. So just to make sure everybody knows that, they were planning on meeting tomorrow, but they're not going to. Corey was diagnosed with COVID last week, early part of last week, so just got a couple more days isolation type thing. So I think we all have an abundance of COVID knowledge. So with that, can we have the ushers come up, please? So you guys might have noticed the buckets up here. So we'll take the regular offering, and then we'll take the noisy Sunday offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you so much. Lord, we're just so blessed because you've come into our lives and you've literally changed our everything. And so we just want to give back to you. We want to give from cheerful hearts, Lord. We're not paying the electric bill. We're not paying the church bill. We're literally giving back to you from what you've given to us. And we're doing it cheerfully, Lord, because we love you and we're so glad that you love us. Would you please bless this offering and multiply it? In Jesus' name, amen. A well-placed sigh can really replace a lot of words. Well, if I can have some young volunteers to come up and grab these pails, that would be awesome. And if you didn't bring your change today, if you're visiting today, just to give you a little bit of idea what's going on the fifth Sundays all through the year, we all bring in our change. And then we put our change into these metal buckets, and we call that Noisy Sunday. But if you forgot to bring your change or you didn't know about it, we do take paper money. We do take folding money. It's not as noisy, but it spins just as well. So here, let me start you out. Here you go.
I'm not so young anymore.
Awesome. So go ahead, guys. Go through there and shake them things. Who's the noisiest one?
We remember those with pictures by their beds who had to learn to live again. Oh, this is for you.
Heavenly Father, once again, we just lift up the families and friends of everyone that's lost someone in combat that paid the ultimate price. And we just, Lord, we do remember, and we do remember the cost. And so we ask for your blessing on these families, that you would heal their broken hearts, Lord, that you'd be gracious and merciful to them, and that you would lift up their eyes unto you where their salvation comes from. Would you please do this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, if you want to come up. As we get ready to worship, I just want to remind us of a few things that happened last week during worship or right after worship, because one of the things that we absolutely believe in here is that the Holy Spirit indwells in us. And so with the Holy Spirit in us, he can reveal things in us, to us, and through us. Another fancy word for that is being prophetic. Now, some people go, well, I grew up, we didn't believe in the prophetic. Everybody believes in the Holy Spirit being in us. Everybody believes in the Holy Spirit being able to speak to us. Everybody believes that the Holy Spirit can put things on our heart just for us, for me, or for me, for us today. And so last week, a lot of that happened. And as a prophetic church, I really believe we are a prophetic church, I want to encourage us to operate prophetically, to operate with the Holy Spirit during worship. Because if there's one person on this planet that knows how to worship, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen?
And so last week, I jotted down a few of the things that happened. Last week during worship, Jeanette got up and asked if we could pray for everybody that was hurting, emotionally hurting last week. Do you remember that? And so we opened up the altar, and a bunch of people came up and got prayed for. So the Holy Spirit moved her to do that. Angela came up and brought a song to Lois, suggests a song for the worship team to do. And they did it, and it was awesome. It was amazing. While that song was playing, I went and got the banner, which I believe the Holy Spirit wanted me to prompt waving the banner as God's banner over us. All the promises of God are yes and amen as I wave his banner and his authority over us. At the end of it, right at the end of worship, Jeanette sang a song all by herself. She sang it out really loud. And basically sang this song over us as a congregation. And then later on in my sermon, I was talking about how they went up on the wall, and half of them went on one side and the other half went on the other, and they looked across Jerusalem, and they sang worship over Jerusalem. That's what Jeanette was doing prophetically over us not even knowing what I was going to preach or even talk about that later on. And so the Holy Spirit was moving through us a lot last week. And so I just want to encourage us. If you feel like the Holy Spirit's saying something to you today that is for us, for this service today, would you please come to me or Andy? Just bounce it off us. Just, hey, I got a picture. I got this verse. I got this song. I think that the Lord wants us to do this, A, B, C. Just bounce it off us. And together we'll try to help you know whether that's for you for later. Maybe it's a personal thing for you. Or is it for right now during our service and we need to stop and go in that direction? Does that make sense? And sometimes if you share with me or Andy, we'll go, you know what? I think that's for today, but it's going to fit later in the service. Maybe not right now, but maybe later on it'll be a better place. So as a church, I know we really haven't done a lot of this, and that's something I'm going to actively try to change. Because I think most of us, if you got saved before or during the 90s, that was actually just regular church culture, to work in the supernatural as the Holy Spirit prompted us with things that were on God's heart, to see the power of God ministered to the body of Christ at church. That was normal. And I think somehow through the years, as things happen and people come and go in that, we've kind of gotten away from that treasure. And so I just want to help us, myself and all of us here, to start flowing in the Holy Spirit more, to listen to Holy Spirit, to do what he wants us to do when he wants us to do it, and then let's just see what happens. Amen? Can I just give you a little bit of a warning? Some of this is going to seem confusing. Guess what? Anytime you step out in faith, that's why they call it stepping out in faith. Because when you look and you see and you hear and you feel, it doesn't seem right sometimes. But we're going to weigh it as elders. We're going to weigh the words that come forward. We're going to weigh what's going on. That means we're going to actually examine it. Because our God is not a God of confusion. Amen? So it's not just anything goes. Holy Ghost told me to hop around and stand on my head. No. You know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says prophecy is to do one of three things: to edify, to encourage, and to comfort. So everything that we're going to do prophetically, no matter what it is, it should do one of those things: to edify, to encourage, or to comfort. Not to shock, right? Not none of that other crazy stuff. So just remember last week when we were operating prophetically, how encouraged we were as a family. That's the goal, to bring God glory, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and to see the body of Christ built up. Amen? Amen. Have at it, worship team.
Good morning, everybody. Could you please stand? The first song we're going to sing is Beautiful One. Let's sing out our love for the Beautiful One this morning. Let's hear everybody sing.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are.
Beautiful One.
Beautiful One, I love you. Beautiful One, I adore. Beautiful One, my soul must see.
Powerful.
Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are.
Beautiful One.
Beautiful One, I love you. Beautiful One, I adore. Beautiful One, my soul.
You open my eyes.
Open my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Sing that again.
You open my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Beautiful One. one more time.
Beautiful one, I love you. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing.
All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms made way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my. Promises and fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Help me remember.
Help me remember when I'm weak. Fear may come, but fear will leave. You lead my heart to victory. Of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life.
See the cross.
See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sins roll away because of you, oh Jesus.
Again,
see the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sins roll away because of you, oh Jesus.
I see the evidence.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life. All over my life. I see your promises and fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
So why should I fear?
So why should I fear? The evidence is here. Why?
Flood, his mercy reigns.
has promised.
The Lord has promised good to me. His words, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures.
My chains.
Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace,
the earth.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. My God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
Father, I love that song because your grace is amazing.